What's goody, folk? Welcome back to your soul-driven, soul-intended podcast, Spiritually Logic. I am Bryce Bryson, your host, coach, and creator of all things soul-driven, soul-intended. Now, in this episode, we're going to talk about the five clear senses given to us via spirit, okay? So we're just going to go ahead and jump right into it and what it means to develop your clear senses spiritually. So, you know, whether you refer to it as a gut reaction, gut instinct, foresight, or a certain knowingness about events that haven't yet taken place, everyone has the gift of intuition, but not everyone uses it. Are you listening to the signs and signals? Well, in a perspective of psychic medium Rebecca Rosen, she explains the five clear senses, what they are, and how to identify and develop your strongest clear sense in order to open the door to powerful guidance that will help you create a meaningful and magical life. Quote, early on when I was developing my spiritual connection, I battled with tremendous self-doubt. It was hard for me to not compare my particular style of connecting with other mediums' experiences. It was clear to me that many mediums actually did see dead people or ghost-like apparitions. I wondered, if I'm not seeing these ghosts standing next to the person I'm reading for, does that mean I'm not really connecting to spirit? Meanwhile, I was, in fact, receiving profound validations or evidence from spirits to convince both the people I worked with and myself there was a genuine connection being made. As I started to explore the language of spirit and better understand how intuition works, I realized that my dominant way of receiving intuitive information was a more auditory experience rather than a visual one. The irony was that once I let go of my desire to see, I started to recognize spirit energy as sparks of light, orbs, and swirling wisps around the room. With time, I learned that while we have one or two dominant physical senses, we also have dominant intuitive senses that we all connect with spirit in our own unique way. Our job is to figure out what way that is and then simply embrace it. And that's exactly what we're going to do in this podcast episode. Okay? Continue to quote. Like radio waves, spiritual information is constantly being broadcast around us, so it's really just a matter of learning how to tune into it. To interpret what spirit is broadcasting, you'll be using your five senses just like you do in your day-to-day life, and just as you may feel that some of your senses are more reliable than others for making everyday judgments, you have senses or clairs that are stronger for connecting with spirit. The clair senses are types of psychic abilities that correspond with the five senses of seeing, hearing, feeling, smelling, and tasting. When I tap into my intuition and spirit energy, my mind and body become flooded with mental impressions, thoughts, feelings, images, sounds, tastes, and smells. End quote. So what we're going to go ahead and do now is we're going to go ahead and defy the clair senses. Okay? Alrighty, so we're back and we are going to go ahead and get into defining the clair senses. First up is clairvoyance, which means clear seeing. This is when visions past, present, and future flash through our mind's eye or third eye, much like a daydream. Many of us are highly visual and are able to understand an idea best when we see it written or sketched out as an image on a computer screen or on a canvas or even on paper. Visual people often choose to be artists, such as builders, photographers, decorators, designers, and so forth. So if this sounds familiar to you, your clairvoyance is most likely a dominant spiritual sense. Next up is clairaudience, which means clear hearing. This is when we hear words, sounds, or music in our own mind's voice. On rare occasions, spirit may be able to create audible sound, though this takes a tremendous amount of focused energy. Some of us best retain and comprehend information when we hear it spoken aloud. Our natural talents tend to lie in our auditory faculties, often making us gifted musicians, singers, writers, and public speakers. So again, if this feels right to you, clairaudience may be a leading sense for you. Now, this one in particular, I can relate to, although I relate to clairvoyance as well, and definitely have that being one of my most active spiritual senses, so to speak. I find as of lately that my clairaudient sense has been kicking up a notch a lot lately. And in retrospect, I've always had that sense, that spiritual sense active. In the past, I can recall moments of, for example, hearing my name being called or hearing music when there's no music around. And in various moments, I could even hear messages being whispered in running water. Now, I'm not gonna lie, in those instances, I was a bit lifted. I'd been smoking or whatever, but I can honestly say that when I am celebrating, quote unquote, smoking, my spiritual senses are elevated. I'm more open to and in tune with my spiritual gifts. And even though I was lifted, it would be in those moments that I would hear the whispers in the running water. So knowing and recognizing clairaudience as a spiritual sense, I don't negate that experience or just chuck it up to you just high, bitch. I don't do that any longer because it is evident that whether I've been smoking or not, that gift was still, or that spiritual sense or gift, depending on how you look at it, was always active in my life, even as a young buck, okay, when I wasn't smoking, okay? So I can definitely attest to that one as well. Moving forward, clairsentience, which is clear feeling. Now, this entails feeling a person's or spirit's emotions, much like an empath, or feeling another person's physical pain. Many of us are clairsentient without consciously being aware of it. When we get strong gut feeling, positive or negative, about someone we just met, or when we get the chills for no apparent reason, we may be tuning into the emotional energy of a person or a spirit around us. When we are highly sensitive and are in tune with not only our own feelings, but also the feelings of others, this makes us natural healers and caregivers. We often feel inspired to pursue careers as doctors, therapists, counselors, coaches, nannies, and teachers. If this resonates with you, then clairsentience is at the top of your spiritual senses list, okay? So as of right now, for me personally, we're 3, 4, 5, okay? Clairsentience is really also synonymous with empathy or being an empath and being empathic. Okay, because you're picking up on someone else's energy that's not yours, or spiritual energy that may or may not be yours. Okay. So definitely all of my empaths out there are awakened empaths should resonate with being clairsentient. So again, moving forward to clairalience, which is clear smelling. Now, this is being able to smell odors that don't have any kind of physical source. Instances of this could include smelling the perfume or even the cigarette smoke of a deceased relative used as a sign of their presence around us. Now, when our sense of smell is strong and distinct, we may find that certain smells connect us to past memories, or we may be drawn to working as a florist, a wine taster, or even a perfume fragrance creator. So if this stands out to you, this could be one of your main spiritual senses. Amen. Amen. Now, moving on to clairgustance, this is something that's this is one I never heard of before, but it's very interesting to me. Clairgustance is the clear tasting. Now, this is the ability to taste something that isn't actually there. This experience oftentimes comes from out of the blue when a deceased loved one is attempting to communicate a memory or association we have with a particular food or beverage that reminds us of them. If we have a heightened sense of taste, this would make us natural chefs, bakers, or even food critics, okay? Lastly is claircognizance, which is clear knowing. This is when we have knowledge of people or events that we would not normally have knowledge about. Spirit impresses us with truths that simply pop into our minds from out of nowhere. An example of this would be a premonition, which is a forewarning of something that will happen in the future. Claircognizance requires tremendous faith because there's often no practical explanation for why we suddenly know something. Many philosophers, professors, doctors, scientists, religious and spiritual leaders, and coaches, and powerful sales and business leaders tend to be highly intuitive and seem to just know the facts with a sense of certainty. If this is you and you resonate, consider claircognizance as one of your dominant senses. So with that said and done, you may ask yourself, how do we recognize our dominant style of sensing? So begin by sitting in a comfortable place where you won't be distracted for a few minutes. You want to scan the area around you, taking in all details and feelings of where you are. Then close your eyes and focus on your breath. Breathe deeply and slowly as you mentally review what caught your attention when you scanned the room. Was it the sight of something that stood out? The sound of something that you heard? The feeling of something registering in your stomach or heart? Or a taste or smell that suddenly appeared, or a strong thought about something that hit you from out of the blue? Still not sure what your dominant clair is? So in the author's book, what is her name? Rebecca Rosen, she has a book out which is, what's the name of this book? Spirited. Connect to the guides all around you. And in chapter 5, tap the source, she offers a variety of exercises that pertain to each clair to help better understand and sharpen your particular style of sensing. Okay, so regardless of what is said, we actually all have access to all the clairs and can strengthen them just like any muscle with practice and time. exercise that muscle, that spiritual muscle, that spiritual sense. Now, once you are aware of the different ways your intuition and spirit can speak to you, the door is opened to the powerful guidance which assists you in creating a meaningful and magical spiritual journey. Okay? Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Most High Universe, God is limitless. Okay, it's up to you to what you want to open yourself up to and experience, okay? Alrighty, so next up we are going to get a little more specific with four of the spiritual clairs, okay? So we're going to go ahead and start with clairaudient. Clairaudient messages sound like someone talking in your mind. This voice will never be harsh or tormenting, unlike voices that people who have certain psychological conditions, severe hormone imbalances, or vitamin and mineral deficiencies can hear. The tone of this voice is almost always the same, even and calm. Messages that arrive clairaudiently for the collective during readings or other situations are usually straightforward, like wait until after graduation or ask for a monthly retainer. Clairaudience often offers short messages like Yoda from Star Wars. Sometimes the message will only be one word or number, and sometimes even music. For instance, one may receive the message that one's subconscious blocks were triggered by a traumatic event when he or she was 13, or that one might want his or her next career to be nursing, or that their spouse name is Frank or Francine. Now, it's often said that there are some cliches that the timing is right, or he's the one, or she only wants what she can't have. Clairaudient messages can also be poetic. Now, how does one develop clairaudience? Many times, people have reported clearly hearing someone call their name, only to turn around and realize there was no one there, such as myself. As I said earlier in this episode, that has happened quite often with me, okay? Working with other intuitives like myself, or ones that you feel more comfortable with, actually opens up your own intuition and clairaudient potential. Now, moving on to clairvoyant, some people use this term as if it were synonymous with psychic, but really clairvoyance is just one of the four clairs a psychic or intuitive uses. Okay, clairvoyant messages which arrive as an image or scene in one's mind usually come as a metaphor. If one is overwhelmed, you might see them drowning or carrying some large bundle on their back. If one sees an image of the continental plates shifting or the ground shaking beneath someone's feet, it could mean that one is experiencing such dramatic life changes that nothing feels stable. If someone is looking for a new job or business partnership, one might see them fishing with lots of little fish swimming by their line. This might mean that that person should wait for the big fish or the really plum offer. If one sees a weather vane whipping in one way or the other in the wind, it might mean that that person's lover is changeable or unpredictable. And these are just some examples of the images that are usually different for each person. Okay, so how does one develop clairvoyance? Be on the lookout for images that pop into your mind out of the blue. They may be intuitive messages. Clairaudience was once one of the strongest psychic abilities early on for many individuals, and clairvoyance came along later. Be patient. Your intuition can grow dramatically over time. Now, moving on to clairsentience, clairsentient messages come through as a feeling, and clairsentience is the most common of the four main clairs. Okay? Gut instincts, being able to read the emotions of others, or sensing the collective energy of a room, all fall under this umbrella. If someone has physical ailments, one might feel them briefly before or during a session, a call, or being in one's presence, and you might feel that in your own body. How does one develop their clairsentience? Whenever you get a strong intuitive feeling about something, write it down in a journal. Over the next weeks or months, you will realize how many clairsentient messages you get from your intuition. Beginning to recognize these messages will help you pick up on more of them. And lastly, we have claircognizance. You may ask, how do I recognize or nurture my claircognizance? How do I know one of my friends or family members have narcissistic tendencies, or if someone else is very sensitive? How does one hone in on subconscious blocks and old wounds that are holding themselves back, or comprehend instantly complex relationships of one person or another, and that which they have with friends and or coworkers or family members? This intuitive ability is called claircognizance. It's when our brains get an immediate download from our intuition, just like when you download a large amount of information into your computer's hard drive. Although when it happens to a human brain, the download occurs within a few seconds. No waiting patiently for a large file to load. Your intuition has a great connection. So develop claircognizance. The next time you're trying to figure out something and your logical brain is stumped, whether it's your boss's motivations or the quickest way to get your afternoon errands accomplished, silently ask your intuition to give you the answer through claircognizance. Your intuition is always listening and could have some amazing answers for you. The bottom line, intuition is a gift, but one that we all possess. So it's encouraged to not be shy or intimidated about getting more in touch with your own personal intuition and intuitive gifts and senses. Practice tuning in and trusting for better results. And with that said and done, I'd like to thank you for tuning in to this Spiritually Logic podcast episode. As always, if you want to show financial support, go ahead and click on the support link at the bottom of this podcast. And on the next page, it'll take you to the payment page where you will enter your credit or debit card information. Then you will select your monthly subscription price or donation price, 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99, which will be drafted from that account each month. Or you can do one-time donations via my Cash App at Bryce Bryson. That's Bryce Bryson with a Y, not an I. Or Bryce Bryson for PayPal, or soul intended at gmail.com for the very same PayPal. Okay? And then there's also Venmo, Bryce Bryson. Okay. So if you also want to leave any comments or any subject ideas, go ahead and click on the message tab and that'll be sent directly to me. As always, I love and appreciate you all's support and listening to this podcast presented by Soul Driven, Soul Intended. Again, I am your host, coach, and creator of all things Soul Driven, Soul Intended. This is your Spiritually Logic podcast. Until next time, deuces.